where you cut it, and it's bound up. What do you call the thing that, the little parcel?
Called a bundle.
Called a bundle. If you stack a bunch of them up together, what do you say you're doing?
Shock.
And, you call putting them up together like this, you call that what?
Shock.
And after you get them all up, you call that a?
You stack them after you get them. Put them after you get, the seasoning in the stock shop, then they all in and stack them.
Uh-huh.
Rick generally.
What's a pretty good yield on an acre around here for wheat?
I think about 50, 60 bushels or something like that.
50 or 60?
Bushels.
If you were going to bind corn, you ever see a corn binder?
Yeah.
What do you call it when you stack those up together?
Shock.
Call that a shock too, shock of corn. How many bundles does it take to make a shock usually?
Well, they generally put 6 or 8, sometimes 8, and mostly 6.
Mm-hmm. Of corn?
Yeah.
How many for wheat?
Wheat and about 11.
You shock oats and wheat in a different way?
No, oats all shock the same way.
We used to shock them in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
We shock wheat and barley. Were around like this and throw a couple of bundles up on top, and oats we take 2 bundles at a time and shock them down like this, so it was like a lean-to like this, and then close up the ends and not put any up on top, and we could make those as long as we wanted them. Sometimes we make them maybe 40 bundles to a shock, just depending on how thick the bundles were. I used to make the shocks pretty small because I didn't like to have to carry them over to the next pile.
No, we generally shocked about 8, 10 bundles.
After you brought the oats or the wheat in out of the shock, put them up on a bundle wagon and bring them into a machine to get the grain out of them, what do you say?
Thrashing.
And if it's oats, after you finish, you'd say the oats. What? They've been thrashed, and you're telling somebody the oats.
I'm thrashed.
Would you say the oats is thrashed?
Well, we got them thrashed a bit, by the way.
If you had an old horse which was in bad shape, and he couldn't run for very long, maybe he could run for about 2 miles or something, you'd say 2 miles is all the what that he could go, or all the what that he could run, all the
distance, I think.
Mm-hmm. You think you might say farther, all the farther he could run?
Mm-hmm. Could use that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. If that book there belonged to me, you'd say that book is
yours.
Mm-hmm. Say